telling you, shut up. Am I right? Dad. And they say, Dad. They don't want to be rude. Dad, just shut up. Hallelujah. You know, at life at times, some people ask you some question about your life. And you feel you don't understand what I'm going through. Am I talking to somebody? Have you seen, if you have elder brother or father or mother in Africa, and they call you and say, oh, your mate are up there, houses in the village, what are you still doing? Hallelujah. Why? They don't know you. But the question is, do you know yourself? And do you know your God? Because until you know your God, you know when you meet with your God. Until you know your God, you know when God, your God speaks to you. Until you know your God, you know where God is leading you to. Until you know your God, you cannot know your destiny. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to know your God is thinking about you. I want to just make it so brief today. I'm going to build a lot of lesson on this as we go on. By the way, our Bible study starts this Tuesday. Am I right, ministers? Am I right? Pastor Sam, this Tuesday. Hallelujah. It starts this Tuesday, and we're going to do it on Teams. On Teams. So we'll talk to our media manager to set it up. And then when he set it up, I will start sending it out from tomorrow or if possible tonight. Please just click on it. I don't know how it works. I know it works. And I will teach the first one. Knowing your God, that's what I possibly will teach about. Knowing your God. So in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, for I know the thought I think towards you. See the Lord. God said, I'm thinking about you. I have a thought towards you. And he said, and thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God said, I am thinking about you. I'm not abandoning you. I am doing something about your life. Your destiny is your blueprint on earth. Your destiny is your assignment on earth. It's the future program God already given to you. The question is this. But I can work in an office. They already have the blueprint of what you're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Now, if they need to rent an office, they are not going to call you and say, Mr. Momo, you need to rent an office for us to use. I mean, you will tell them, my job description does not cover that. Am I right? Sister Mercy working in the Queen's Hospital. Okay. They cannot call Sister Mercy and say, Sister Mercy, we know you are a nurse. Somebody just run my there as a nurse, come and treat him. It will tell you it's not a mental health nurse. Where I work, they don't deal with mad people. Even if they call him and say, come and deliver this baby, somebody is in labor, he will say, no, I'm an adult nurse. I'm not here to deliver. You know why we say that? Because she knew our blueprint. When we were in the village, please understand this. I'm just trying to build something. We have the community nurse. They are not nurse. They are not doctor. To us, she's the doctor. To us, she's the medical director. Anybody that is sick, they call her. And they will give you this energy injection. Your leg will die off. If you complain you have fever, they don't need to check whether it is true fever or not. They will give you chloroquine and put pretty thing. You will scratch yourself till you sleep. Do you follow what I'm saying? No. Because we don't know them. They don't even know themselves. Because if they know themselves, they will not try it. No nurse will come here and give you injection. They know the litigations. They know where they can end up. Hallelujah. So do you know your God? Do you know your destiny? Do you know his plan for you? So that when you go on your knee to pray, are you praying correctly or are you praying amiss? Are you asking amiss? Are you asking correctly? Because the future program, God already has a blueprint of how you want to go in your life. That is his original intention for you. Can I tell you something? You are still alive because you are still on the pathway. If you have missed it, God will have taken you away. Because God still has hope in you that you will still fulfill that destiny. That is why he's still keeping you. If not, he will have taken you, he will have given your oxygen to somebody else. Hallelujah. Please, can I say this to us? Because a lot of us, especially women, you watch a lot of Nigerian movie. Life is not Nigerian movie. Life is not Nigerian fictions that children watch. You know, cartoon. That is not real. You need to know yourself and know your God. Until you know that, it becomes difficult. Let me give you four facts you should know this morning. Four facts. Number one, every man or woman is born for a reason. You are born for a reason. Romans 8:30. The Bible says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, then be also glorified. Until you fulfill your purpose and your reason, it is a waste of time. Hallelujah. I don't know whether it happens here, but when I finished university in Nigeria is where you study history, you are looking for a job in the bank. You study Yoruba, you study religious knowledge. Your main intention is to work in the bank. In the real world, it doesn't work that way. Huh? Oil company. Why would you read Yoruba and go to oil company? You want to be an interpreter? We are not talking of palm oil. Hallelujah. So until you don't, when you don't know value of a thing, abuse is inevitable. When the value is not known, abuse is inevitable. When you don't know your direction, abuse is inevitable. I was talking to somebody 3 days ago. I said, this jackpot, everybody's jackpot. Until you have an idea of what you jackpot, you will be complaining, you'll be struggling. I said, but if you have a direction from God to live, then it becomes easy. Even when you are going through struggle, you know this struggle is to end. Because you know where you are going. I was saying in the car yesterday, mommy, but we understand. I said 80% of pastors we have now are looking for a job. It's not calling. 80, I'm not saying 20%, 80. So if you put 10 pastors, especially in Nigeria, 8 of them went into ministry because of job. If there's availability of job, good jobs, a lot of them will depart from ministry. Ministry is not easy. If it is easy, ask me how easy it is. The next member will tell you, Pastor, you understand. Understand what? You know why I don't come to church office again? Huh? I will sit down 1 month. Nobody will knock on the door and say, what are you selling? Huh? But everybody wants to see me on Sunday. So what is the essence of going there, sitting there Monday to Friday? 9 to 5. I sleep, I become like Opoloto Zora. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:11. I'm still number one. Every man has a reason why it's called. Ephesians 1, it says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. It is only in him. It is only the reason why he called you, you have an inheritance. Being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things through the counsel of his own will. His own will, not your will. Not the will of your father. All my children, they know. You want to go to university? What do you want to study? It is you, oh. Don't study for me. Because when you finish, it will be you. Hallelujah. Eh? And we want to marry for you. Don't say, nah, daddy recommend. Because when daddy recommend, when you are tired of the woman, you say, daddy, come and take your woman. No. Now you recommend her. 1 Peter 2:9. Look at what he said, but you are a chosen people, a royal priest. That is who you are. You are not ordinary. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar. You are not just, you are peculiar. You see, as loving as our brother Ibrahim Kechukwu is, am I right? And the sister Mercy, they are so different. They are peculiar. They will tell you they tolerate each other in some areas, no matter how much they love themselves. Hallelujah. But they are peculiar. That ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Light has no significance unless there is darkness. If I bring a torchlight, I put up a torchlight now, it doesn't make much difference. But if there is a darkness, little torchlight will just be so bright. So God pulled you out of darkness to do something specific for him and in his name. You are not an accident. You are programmed by God. You are created for a reason. You are born for a reason. I know your destiny we can't. Your tomorrow we can't in the name of Jesus. Your destiny is bigger than your foundation. Your destiny is bigger than where you are coming from. That is why, listen to me, apart from these children, almost every one of us here are already bigger than our parents. When I say big, I'm not saying fat out. That you already know, you know book more than them. You speak better English more than them. Your work is better than what they have ever worked. What your daddy was, what everybody will come to celebrate with your dad, there are things you can give to somebody you won't take twice. So we are already bigger than our parents. So don't waste your life crying over a spill milk. Hallelujah. Number two, your destiny has been predetermined before you are born, but your participation is needed. God predetermined it, but you need to take part in it. Your participation is essential. Am I talking to somebody? It's essential. I wish all my children had PhD. That's my wish. That they can call me Baba Doctor. I will say which one. But they have to make up their mind to do it. Hallelujah. Your participation is important. You need to participate. No matter how big your destiny is, without your personal interaction and performance, destiny may not be actualized. Destiny may be truncated. Your obedience to what God says and your action with what God is saying is essential for your destiny to speak. Your obedience. Hallelujah. Some people, when we're young, they say they are waiting for prophet. They are waiting for prophet. People around you are already prophet. Me and my senior sister, anytime she offend me or anytime money about money happen between all of us, and she's saying, it is because of us that God bless you. I said, no, it's not because of you. It may be part of it. I said, the same opportunity I have is what you have. I said, when your mama said continue with your education, you say all your mates are getting married. So why is it not my problem? When you decide to marry an old man, and you and my mom agree that it's old men that look after one person. I told you this man is too old. I said this man is fake. This man is not original. You know, when you see an old man waking up in the morning with guinea brocade and necklace and Faworaja. I said, this man, I said, no. At a point, I was jealous. Now, I'm not jealous. Your obedience to what God says is very important. Your delaying in following God's instruction may cause a longer delay in your life. What is God saying? It is a risk for you not to take part in the journey of your destiny. Don't hand over your destiny to somebody to do for you. And do it yourself. You know, the risk takers are the high flyer. Those who take high risk. You know, in UK, the easiest investment, the low risk investment in UK is to own houses. That is the least. Or you save in this savings account, and you are getting, you save £10,000. At the end of the month, they give you £14 or £3, over £10,000. And so you are, it save your money, cannot lose, but you are not taking much risk. If you buy a house, the return on investment may become higher. But there are other things you will put £10,000 in a year, it can turn to £20,000. It can turn to £50,000, but it's high risk. The higher the risk you can take, the higher you will go. If you are not ready to take some risk, you are not moving anywhere. And that is why at times when I look at those who jackpot, it's a risk. At times it is worth taking. But did they seek God? Did they ask God, can I go? Should I go? If I go, what should I do? How should I go about it? Hallelujah. It may be a risk you need to think about. Judges 12:3. Let's look at Judges 12:3. Judges 12:3 quickly. And when I saw that ye deliver me not, that's Gideon talking. I put my life in my own hand and pass over against the children of Amnon. He said, and the Lord deliver me, them into my hand. And wherefore then are ye come unto me this day to fight against me? He said, when nobody was helping me, I took my own life in my own hand. I took the risk. Every one of us took the risk. The day I was leaving seminary, the Catholic seminary, I was in tears. Everybody already celebrated me. Bro, Simeon. Now I am living there for an unknown world. I don't know what is coming. I passed my jam before coming to seminary, which I had to go and receive another jam. I've abandoned sciences. I have to go back to science. But it's a risk worth taking. So after I cried for 3 days, one day I woke up. I said, no, I'm going forward with this. And I went to the rector. I said, rector, I need to be away for 2 months. He said, for what? I said, I want to go and read for JAMB. Why JAMB? I said, I'm considering my option. Let me read the JAMB and pass. I may see abandon the JAMB and continue with my degree, with my seminary work. I said, that's fine. We don't want to lose you. I said, but my destiny I don't want my destiny to lose me too. And that was it. I didn't go back home. I went to go and stay with a friend. And we sat there with Gari and Kuli Kuli and Ejadidi. That's what I used for 2 months to study for my exam. Are you taking any risk? Are you taking part in the journey of your own destiny? God needs your participation. Stop dumping everything in the hand of God. Don't stop saying, God will do it. What are you doing about it yourself? Number three, destiny can be aborted. If you don't do anything, destiny can be aborted. John the Baptist was not meant to die the way he died. John the Baptist was, God will not allow somebody who is the way maker for him to die that way, but he abandoned his mission. He left the wilderness where he's supposed to be, and he came to the palace. And there, he was killed. So destiny can be aborted. Judas aborted his own destiny. God, Jesus did not pick 12 for one of them to die into hell. He did not. He abandoned it himself. And that's why in Acts 1:20, give me that Acts 1:20. He said, for it is written. Acts 1:20, for it is written in the book of Psalm, let his habitation be desolate. Your habitation will not be desolate. Your place will not be vacant. In the name of Jesus. He said, let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric, let another take his position. Listen, if you abandon your destiny, God will hand it over to somebody else. Take full action in your own destiny. Nobody can advise you. I know how to do it. You will miss it or mess it up. Hallelujah. But you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Destiny can be delayed, but cannot be denied. Let me put it that way. Destiny can be delayed, but cannot be denied. If you are taking action in it, if you are part of it, the only thing the enemy can do is to delay. The only person who can abort it is you. Therefore, cannot abort it. Hallelujah. So, be part of your life. This month of March, I want you to take active involvement in your own destiny. Begin to ask yourself questions. Why am I here? What was I born for? What is my purpose on earth? Listen, at 20, I still ask the same question. So you are not too old to ask the question. How old are you, by the way? Sorry for those who are older than me. I'm talking of those that are younger. Hallelujah. Your destiny is not where you plan to go. It is where Jesus is leading you to. It is not this what I want to do. It is what God purposed in his heart to give you. Hallelujah. Please, let me run through this and then we pray. I've gone beyond the time I said. Costly mistake men made in their destiny. What are the costly mistakes? What are the things that can destroy you? Number one, wrong association. If your association is wrong, your destiny is in problem. Number two, Don't take this literally. Wrong marriage. Wrong marriage. If you cannot undo intelligent woman, go to the village. But Alan is married already. His choice is already taken. I'm talking to you. Don't point to Berlani. If you cannot, and my brother at the back there. If you cannot handle intelligent woman, if you cannot handle a woman who has a purpose for her life, go to the village and marry somebody. I'm telling you. Balege, you understand what I say? You are laughing. This is not laughing. Don't be in a hurry to. If you have not married, don't be in a hurry to marry. Huh? Don't let anybody push you to marry in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Don't die in an insulted marriage. Marriage will determine what you become in life, oh, if you are not careful. Because when you marry, it's not a, will this person be a good lover? Can this person be the father of the children that we have? Can this woman, it is too boku for front, boku for back. Can she be a good mother? Don't be, if you are not married, don't be in a hurry to marry. Both men and women. Is the destiny of this person connected? Does he have part in where I'm going? Number the other issues that can make you to, can affect your destiny terribly. When we consult occultism or power or ritual money, when you want it quicker than what your handwork can do, every prophet on earth, you have their number. Because the carry title does not make them prophet of God. Because they carry title. Go and write it down. Within the next 9 months, I'm not saying 9 years, within Ashiria 2, you will see exposition on the altar. Go and write it down. All those who are messing ministry up, you will see how God will disgrace them on the altar. A lot is going on. People's destiny are being ruined with negative prophecy. With fake prophecy. How will a church organize 7 days night vigil for Japa? Which scripture backs that up? You make an escape route the main route. Did you do for what I'm saying? It's like somebody praying to settle on manna. How will somebody be in UK and you want to settle your life on Jaro, on benefit? What is the highest benefit paid? Maybe the highest benefit they can pay you. Let them give you £10,000 a month. The lie you will lie to get that 10,000. If you use the same intelligence to work, you will make 100,000. I promise you. Because the Bible says, the day that manna cease, it's in the Bible, we ate the fruit of the land. Don't let us abuse ourselves. We are too strong for what we are doing. The other problem is solidified bad character. Everybody is telling you, you say, no, I was born into it. When I'm angry, nobody can control me. Who are you? You are consolidating bad character. Number last, and then I pray, spirit of unforgiveness. No matter what anybody has done to you, don't hand over your destiny to somebody. Anytime you are living in unforgiveness, that person is in charge of your life. It's like you are saying, this is my life, run it the way you like. Because two or three people will bear this witness. Somebody walked up to me in this church before we moved to this building. He said, if you don't ask this woman not to come to church again, I am not coming. No, it's not. I'm saying it on the altar. He also said, until you, and so you see the irony, man. She's the person who brought the person to church. He said, if she said, is there any time I see her, I can't pray? I said, unfortunately, there's nothing in the Bible that allowed me to excommunicate a member because you're angry with the person. Even if you're angry with me, it's not still enough. There are some biblical things you can break that will make ever membership of church cannot be determined by a pastor. Can I repeat that? Membership of church are not determined by pastor or member. Because God said, I will give you a pastor after my own heart. It is God that gives you a pastor. Please, let go of this month of March. Trash all forgiveness. Trash it. Let it go. Take a laxative. Purge yourself. Purge yourself. Try to live a holy life. Please, three things I'm saying today. Do you know yourself? Number two, do you know your God? The third one will be your destiny. But if you don't know yourself and your God, there's no destiny. Because you will be running with somebody who says destiny. Oh, but our kid is driving, he just bought a Bugatti. A kid is driving Bugatti. Ah, I must drive a Bugatti. I had a pastor who said nobody in the church must drive a bigger car than he's driving. And on this earth, for what? So, if I can buy, just show up in the church with a Lamborghini, I will not go and be looking for money to buy Lamborghini. In another month, if you decide to buy private jet, I will be saying, you know, there are things that is killing us that doesn't need to kill us. Oh, Sister Mercy, when she celebrated her 50th birthday, all the whole city was about it. When I'm celebrating my own, I must bring Ireland, join, bring France, join them, so that they will know I'm bigger. For what? Who cares? Do you know if it's not the church? My sister's birthday, nobody will know I do anything. I just come to church, lie down, roll, and go. But I marry a woman of God that is socialite. Hallelujah. It's sociable. I went to a wedding yesterday. Everything they were doing looked so hard to me. I couldn't. You understand? Sat there looking at Alagaduro making nonsense of everybody. Alagaduro telling lies. All of them were there wasting our time. Alagaduro saying he will take part of the dowry. And nobody challenged her. And they used 1 hour to introduce. After they were 1.5 hours late to start, when I'm thinking of Sunday, how I would drive 4 or 5 hours back to London. You know, there are things we do that affect our destiny unnecessarily. There are things we place importance on to that has no bearing with our destiny. And they will say, when you are doing your own, it is people that will be there. If people didn't show up, that is the best thing. On the other way, there. Authority. No. You see, you lay emphasis on what is not important. My brother, in the wedding ceremony, you are playing so many. Who are the three main important people there? The couple and the wife. And then this person also. And I won't be the pastor. Otto, they don't arrange the pastor's signal. In fact, the pastor is not important. It is the two parents. According to the Bible, Can I tell you something, sir? According to the Bible, church wedding is not the most important thing. It's the tradition. Church marriage came in extremely later. The court, court is because of your career. The traditional. See that it becomes something. The day I went to our father's house, that's all. Take her, take her, take her. Am I lying? I was the one who insisted. She doesn't want the church married. I was the one who insisted. And so why was we now force it on our children? Because I must spend my money. Please, please, don't take my mind off. But you understand what I'm talking about. Do you know yourself? Please, when you go home this month, go and check. Do I really know myself? Don't discuss with somebody. God, they will lie to you. They will tell you what they see about you. Or what they want you to be. But you, what you want to hear. Ask your, lock yourself in a room. Naked yourself in front of the mirror. And ask yourself. Yesterday, you know, I wore one nice agbada. When I stood in front of the mirror, I said, oh, this boy, oh boy, you're so handsome. Oh. You know, I begin to move back, sarami, mom, sarami. Only be there, woo. That is what I, but do I know who I am? Do you know yourself? Youth, the same thing applies to you. Do you know yourself? Do you know your interest? What do you enjoy doing? Sarah, do you know yourself? Do you want to know your, do you know what you enjoy doing? Then apart from that, do you know God? Do you know God? Jacob was moving up and down. He was Safoni taking money. Jacob was not 419, he was 415. Because he deceived mom, deceived dad, deceived everybody, deceived uncle. So 419 doesn't start now. It doesn't start. So he went at a point, he went to ask himself, who am I? And when he slept, he had a dream. So he said, and God is in this place. So where was God before? Which means he doesn't know God. That's why I said, forget born again. Many of us born again don't even know God. We just know God of the church. We know God of our problem. I pray, God, answer my problem. I told that's God though. But do you have a personal relationship with it? Let's rest on our feet. I want you to just talk to God, Lord. Extreme me to me. Extreme my life to me. Extreme my life. Show me who I am, oh God. Just talk to God this morning. Lord, show me who I am. Show me who I am really are. Just talk to God. Show me, oh God. Show me who I am, oh God. Moses already walked with God for so many years. In the wilderness, God said, there's a place beside me for you. He said, I will cover you with the back of my hand so you can see my back. So all this while, he doesn't know who God is. Lord, extreme me to me. Show me who I am. Just talk to God. Talk to God this morning. Talk to him. Lord, I need to know more of you. I need to know more of myself. I don't want to just be running around following people's dream, people's vision, people's calling. I want to know myself, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's just sing this song to run. I want more of you. I want more of you. Jesus, the more
I know you,
the more I want to know
you.
Jesus,
more of you.
Let's sing one more time. I want.
more of you, Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you.
More of you. Lord, help us to have more of you, God. But we don't want more of you in an empty cell. Help us to know ourselves. Oh God, reveal the void in our life. Reveal the true self of who we are to us, oh God. And help us, Lord, fill our life with more of you. Help us to understand you. Help us to follow your way. Help us to walk according to your plan and your purpose. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.